You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And the boys on Monday Matters, thanks to Core Staff, the trusted name in recruitment. Discover rewarding career opportunities. Did I tell you what matters? What Josh Rochelle does this week. Had a couple of moments on the weekend that he clearly would wish to, they hadn't happened. In the middle of them, there was a jump back into a pack with a flight of the ball that's been a bit overlooked in the course of things because of the two where he kind of flinched a little bit on both of those occasions. It's going to be fascinating to see if he pulls his head in as a result of it, which the modern day player is so full of swag. I don't know whether he will. Will he shrink if the opposition get into his grill, which I really hope North Melbourne do. They're down at Tassie this Saturday, and you love the unsociable part of what Alistair Clarkson's mm-hmm. brought to teams of his to be imbued in what North Melbourne dish up. And I'd like to see Josh Rochelle subjected mm-hmm. to a bit of that this week. Hey, we saw you last week, mate. We saw you. Mm-hmm. And hey, we're right behind you. When you go for a jump, we're right, but we're coming right for you today. So let's see what he does this week. It's going
to
be.
Would you like to hear from Josh Rochelle?
Have we heard from Josh Rochelle?
He's spoken to Channel 9 in Adelaide. This is what he had to say.
Beautiful timing.
It's a tough one. They've definitely repeated in my head over and over again this whole weekend, and just a couple of little marking errors. That the first one was just more about I thought someone was coming right over the top of me, and completely honestly, just wasn't brave enough in that situation. Which I'm gonna have to take that and move on and learn from it. And the other one was just a complete misjudge. The ball just sailed over, and I thought it was coming a bit closer.
Wow, jeez, good on him. Good on him.
Well done. Has a player ever done that?
No, not said they're not brave enough, I don't reckon.
Nah, that is top shelf.
Good boy.
He could not have answered that question any better.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Now, I'm really interested to see what he does this week, even more so.
And I don't know if there is, but if there is, does that take out the air out of it all?
A little bit, I reckon it does.
Oh, that's huge. So might not have been brave in that moment, like he acknowledges, but that is not as brave, but that is extremely brave to get up and speak to your own vulnerabilities as a player.
That matters.
That matters.
Yeah,
well done,
that's
Josh.
Great.
Well done, Josh.
Yeah, good stuff.
Now, this might sound a bit ridiculous because they've never played finals in their history, but I don't think it matters if Gold Coast plays finals this year. Damien Hardwick clearly has the bigger picture in mind. In six games this year, Gold Coast have already blooded five new players. So 2024 for Dimmer, it's about having a good look at his list, including his draftees at senior level, raising standards and bedding down a game plan. I know their draw is generous, but finals would be a bonus for Gold Coast this year.
A bonus. So this is when the chairman comes out and says, our full expectation, this is pre-season, is to play finals and we are good enough and we expect to make
it. I think it's more important to do all those things there than have the finals as the be-all and end-all. This is a successful season because we played finals, or it's a failure because we just missed.
So
it's not be-all and end-all, but if they did...
If they finished ninth?
No, it's not a failure.
It's not a failure.
No, I don't think it is. But if they did...
Oh, it's great if they do.
What about the momentum it fills their 25 campaign thereafter with? I mean, gee whiz. I don't think it is. I don't think it's a failure if they don't play finals footy this year. But you don't want them to do what they've done in recent years. Get to around 15 or 16 and then just fall away.
That's right.
Gee, I expected more from them at the weekend.
That's right.
I really did.
Yep. Yep.
Port Adelaide failed the test against Collingwood at the G big time at the weekend, as you said earlier, Murray. The Pies aren't in the top eight, but I think we all think they will be, if not higher, by season's end. Now, Port Adelaide's record against top eight sides matters, has mattered since Ken Hinckley got there, and unfortunately for them has mattered for some time. So in Ken Hinckley's 11 seasons in charge, only once in the COVID-affected 2020 year have the Power actually had a positive win-loss against top eight sides.
Is that right?
That's poor.
And if you extrapolate it out further and look to top four, then the reading's even more grim. So against the quality sides, the Power have consistently struggled to, as Ken said at the weekend, try to bridge that gap.
Lights out.
Hasn't taken them to a grand final. Does hold the longest VFL-AFL record for the longest time without a premiership for a first-time coach. We know all that. We love him as a coach, or I do anyway. I think he can seriously coach. But they can't beat the top teams, and it's been a trend right throughout his tenure.
Mm. They need to.
Good stats, that.
Well done, Sam. Mm. Strong.
Unselfishness matters. And the Collingwood Football Club on the weekend, and I believe led by Bobby Hill, I watched some highlights on a Twitter feed of just Jamie Elliott, I think it was, making some comments on how infectious it can be when you see that level of unselfishness. But it was inspiring to see the way in which Bobby Hill went about it. Here you have a forward that is required to kick goals. And there was, I could count literally four times where you probably wouldn't have raised too much of an eyebrow if he had gone ahead and had a crack himself.
He had $5 assists. And that was massive.
Was it five, was it? Five, well, there was four of them at least where I looked and said, you know, you wouldn't have complained too much if he had had a go himself. And that they were, a couple of those four were probably going to be gimmies for him.
Yep.
But instead, he used the moment to get his teammates involved. And it is infectious, and it does help the morale of the team, and it sets a tone, and it matters, I think, for the success of the overall team. When you're prepared to sacrifice that way, and I'm sure it's acknowledged internally, but externally it needs to be recognised and acknowledged even more.
It didn't impress Craig that much.
It didn't.
No coaches votes for Bobby.
Well, there was probably others that were just as deserving.
So, Jared, while we're doing the game on the weekend, Jared did remember that famous quote from Craig McRae about a bloke who no longer is at Collingwood, currently plays for the Hawthorn Footy Club. They're not your goals, they're our goals.
Mm.
And that feeds into that. So if that's come back for Collingwood, if the zip and the chase, and I'll tell you what he would have loved even more, and this matters for Collingwood.
Mm.
If you go back and have a look at that game, from halfway through the second quarter, I don't know what it was looking at it from the field, obviously from the commentary box, but I imagine the TV coverage, you are going to see Collingwood jumpers outnumbering Port Adelaide jumpers at every single contest.
They highlighted that last night on First Crack. It was.
Okay, well,
Swarm was back.
I was back in town. You got a quick one before you want to go? Or
just really quickly. Jack Sinclair being in a trough matters to St Kilda. His numbers aren't that bad, but his impact is down. They need him in the guts. He's their game changer. He's got to get going.
It matters that you're part of Sports Day after us. Are you on their 4 and 20 menu later on?
I am indeed. Looking forward to it.
Good man.
Thank
nice
you,
to have you back.
Aren't you on the wire?
Why is it 5 o'clock already? 6 minutes to five. We're here for Berwick BMW, offering convenient servicing for your BMW. That was Monday Matters. Thanks to Core Staff, specialists in labour hire and permanent recruitment.
Three votes to Gaze.